Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set for first pitch between the Biloxi Shockers and the Birmingham Barons. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by one of the newest guys to the Brewers system. It's reliever Blake Holla. Blake, thanks much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
What's it been like joining the Brewers system, traded this past offseason from the Tigers right at the midway point?
Joining the Brewers has been a blessing. I really like the staff. I really like the team camaraderie here and how we do things here. It's a great organization, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
What's it like as a player? A year ago, you were at the Tigers organization. Then you get the call that you're going to the Brewers. What was that like in the back half of the offseason?
It was definitely different. It was a little bit of a shock. I wasn't expecting it. You go from making all those relationships and, meeting all your new teammates and everything to, you're starting over fresh. But they got a good crew here, and I like it. I like it a lot.
Does it give you a bit of a confidence boost, being that you got traded for in exchange for a big leaguer and the Brewers really wanted you to come over?
I would say so, yeah. After the first couple days, after the culture shock, I kind of realized, what it really meant. And, I'm excited that they want me here, and I want to be here too. I want to win a championship one day.
Was it one of those things when you got the call of, well, shoot, all this Tigers gear that I have is no longer stuff I can wear?
Right. Yeah. So I kind of just put it in a box and put it in the closet and shoved it away. So.
You played your college ball in Texas, down here in the state of Mississippi. First thoughts on Biloxi?
I like Biloxi. I'm a big fisherman. There's a lot of good things to do like that around here. I love the park. I love the staff. Very homey feeling, and it's like a second home to me.
Have you been fishing yet? That's the big question.
I actually went this morning. I caught 11 bass this morning.
Well, there we go. That's a good way to do it. How much do you enjoy being next to the ocean as well? It makes fishing pretty easy.
Yeah, I really enjoy the ocean. There's nothing better than being out in the ocean and just being out in nature and, exploring the world. I think that's an awesome thing to do.
We talked about you went to college in Texas. You were a two-way guy in college, now just a relief pitcher. What has that transition been like from not having to swing the bat anymore to now being a guy in the bullpen?
It was definitely a little bit different when I first got into professional baseball. You're used to doing a lot, doing two-way things. You're hitting, you're taking BP, you're running bases, and then you're going and pitching. And, going into the bullpen, it was definitely a little bit of a shock, I would say. But I've learned to really, really enjoy it. I like pitching more than I do hitting. I've seen what comes out of other teams' bullpens. I want no part of it anymore.
Well, and is it one of those things where you're sitting out there in the bullpen and you see who comes in? You've seen a lot of professional baseball guys throwing 95, 96, 97. And are you just like, no thanks, I'm good?
Yeah, I would say, I think that's in my past. I think I'm going to stick to throwing it. So,
have you talked to Justin King at all about that? Because he had the same transition that you had. He was at one point a hitter only before coming a pitcher only.
Wow, I haven't. I'll have to ask him about that. I did not know that. That's cool. I'm going to have to ask him.
Well, and it's ever comes a situation where pitcher's BP happens, you two are good to go. It's not like you were slouching in college. 16 homers, hitting almost 350. What was it like being a two-way guy throughout your college career?
I loved it. I had some of the most memorable moments in college at the plate, along with pitching. I wouldn't have traded it for anything. I think it made college really, really enjoyable, being able to see both sides of the ball, and I think it's helped me on the mound as well, having a hitter's perspective a little bit.
Well, and in what ways does having a hitter's perspective help you out in the hill?
I typically like to look at, swing patterns and, how people's how people load and their hands and how they stand. A hitter can tell you a lot about where he wants the baseball based on what he did the pitch you just threw. So,
when you were at St. Edward's College in your freshman year, Sam Carlson's walking on by. TikTok star Sam Carlson on the Shockers TikTok. But you were a guy at St. Edward's your freshman year. You had a lot of opportunities to get on the mound, help lead your team to the D2 regionals that are currently going on at this moment. What was that experience like getting to pitch in the NCAA tournament?
That was that's one of the moments I'll never forget. That was probably the most nervous I think I've ever been on the mound, was that first start in the regional. It was a lot.
No, you're good. You're good. How incredible was it too, and how much did it help you getting that experience of that high level baseball throughout your college career?
I think it's helped me a lot. You know, professional baseball is a whole different animal. You know, being able to control your emotions and control what's going on, you know, in your mind is a big deal in this game. And I think, you know, having that experience, you know, my first year in college kind of helped me propel me through college, and I became better off for it.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Barons coming up next.